Welcome, welcome, welcome. NAI National Championship Volleyball is on the air as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Georgetown Kentucky Tigers. In pool play, it's pool day number one, or pool play day number one. It is the culmination of pool play day number one, with three matches taking place side by side. All shape up to be very competitive matches. We've watched the two versus three seed matches in the other pools already tonight, or already this afternoon. They were quite competitive. And tonight, Georgetown and Dort College separated by just a couple of seeds in the overall field. And the number two and three teams in Pool B getting set for volleyball here this evening. The defenders are in the pool with some perennial powers, some regulars here at the national tournament. They are Georgetown, Viterbo, and Olivet Nazarene. We'll focus in on Georgetown. The match happens after the opening ceremonies of the event, and we were scheduled to start at about 8:30. It's going to be closer to 8:45. Georgetown enters play with a 29-6 mark. Three of the Tigers' six losses have come to Nationals qualifier Lindsey Wilson, and the other losses are to Indiana Wesleyan, a similar opponent as Dort College. Dort College lost to them early in the season. Davenport and Madonna. The Tigers qualified for the final set of the event with a 3-0 win over Point Park of Pennsylvania. Georgetown averages 13.7 kills per set with a 241 kill efficiency, and the Mid-South Conference member is getting 2.4 points per set on blocks. Tigers also average 1.8 ace serves per contest to 1.0 for opponents, and foes are averaging just 9.4 kills per set with a 1-1-3 kill efficiency against the league runner-up in the regular season and the postseason tournament. Jenny Howell tops the team with a 3.2 kills per set average, and her kill efficiency is 287. She's averaging just under a block per set. Casey Massey is averaging 2.6 kills. Corey Muha is at 2.3 kills per set with a 371 kill efficiency. Lauren Schneidmiller is good for 2.4 kills and 2.3 digs. Ashley Howe is the leader on the net defense with a 1.5 blocks per set average. Sarah Bell and Lindsay Martindale split the setting chores in the 6-2 offense. Bell is putting up 5.1 assists and gets to 2.1 digs. Martindale is putting up 6.3 assists and averages nearly 2 digs per set. Courtney Grafton leads the team with 4.3 digs per set, and she shares team honors in ace serves with Bell with 45. For the Dort College defenders, they're 24-5 entering play this evening. They finished the GPAC race with a 14-2 record and claimed the regular season title. Dort had a 13-match winning streak at one point and also put together a 7-match winning streak. Dort qualified for the final site with a win over Mount Mercy in an opening round match on Saturday, November 21. Dort puts down 13.8 kills per set while allowing 11.1, and the defenders have a 245 kill efficiency. Dort gets 2.35 points per set on blocks and allows 1.9 blocks per outing. Dort also gets to 16 digs and have an average of 1.2 ace serves per contest. Brooke Granstra tops the team with a 3.42 kills per set average, and she has a 334 kill efficiency and has 32 aces and averages just under one block per set along with 2.5 digs. Emma Alton has a 266 kill average and a 226 kill efficiency. Haley Moss is averaging 2.35 kills with a 255 kill efficiency and just under one block per set. Jenna Horstman has lifted her kill average to 1.84 kills per set, and Elizabeth Keel's average is 1.85 with a 268 kill efficiency, just under one block per set. Jamie Gaysink is averaging 10.8 assists with 2.4 digs and has 25 ace serves to her credit this season. Summer Jansen is averaging a team-high 4.8 digs per set. Aubrey Drake has 21 ace serves this season. Georgetown earned a spot at the final site with a 25-20, 25-19, 25-19 win over Point Park of Pennsylvania in the opening round. The Tigers took advantage of 15 attack errors and 9 service errors by Point Park and delivered 9 service aces of their own. Ricks had a team-high 8 kills. Schneidmiller, Muha, and Howell all had 6 kills, with Martindale putting up 17 assists. Grafton recorded 3 service aces. Dort College got to this point with a 3-0 win over Mount Mercy in the national championship and opening round play on Saturday, November 21. The defenders took the set by scores of 25-19, 25-22, 25-19, and hit for a 306 kill efficiency and allowed a 148 kill efficiency by the Mustangs. Alton led with 14 kills. Jenna Horstman added 11. Brooke Granstra put down 10. Gaysink had 35 assists. Drake got to 12 digs. Altona and Keel both accounted for 3 blocks for the defenders. Georgetown ranks 13th in the nation in blocks per set and 14th in kills per set. The Tigers rank 119th in kill efficiency. Dort College is 13th in the country in kills per set, 16th in blocks per outing, and 16th in kill efficiency. Jamie Gasink is 14th in the NAI in assists per set. Brooke Ranstra is 26th in the nation in kill efficiency. Summer Jansen is 43rd in digs per set. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with a first serve from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City, Iowa, right after this. Today's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball at the NAI National Championship made possible by a grant from the Van England Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange and City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000 by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. Georgetown is qualified for the NAI National Championship the last four seasons now. This is the fourth straight trip to the National Championship and the event for Georgetown. Last year, they were eliminated by Eastern Oregon in the first round of elimination play. For the Dort College Defenders, this is their first trip back to the national field since 2013 when they were eliminated in the first round of elimination play by Wayland Baptist. These two teams have played a couple of times before at the national tournament. Dort College has prevailed in both of those, but those are over a decade ago, and I'm old enough now to remember them, but they don't have any bearing on tonight's contest. Dort College will open up with service. Serving for the defenders will be Jamie Gasing. Gasing floats it over, controlled by Georgetown. They have to scramble a bit for it. Bumped up towards the net, over the net, controlled by Gasing, gets it over to Walters, to Granst, over to Moss. Moss with the attack from the right side, unable to put it down. Georgetown on the attack down the line, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, throws it outside to Horstman. Horstman through the block, controlled by Georgetown, dumps it over, taken by Gasing, back over to Granstra. Granstra with a swing, controlled by Georgetown. Georgetown will pass it over the net, free ball. Jansen to Gasing, Gasing to Granstra. Granstra unable to put it down. Here comes Georgetown. Set goes outside and into the antenna. Jenny Howell with the attack error. Point Dort College, and the defenders are on the board first, 1-0. 1-0 our score on the attack error by Georgetown. Serving again is Gasink, and Gasink serves it wide and out of bounds. Point Georgetown. Serving for the Tigers will be Allie Card. Card with service, number 13 for the Tigers, wearing the orange tops, black numbers trimmed in white. Dort College, predominantly black uniform tops with white numbers. Taken by Granstra, gets it over to Horstman. Horstman sends it to Jansen, who has to send it over on the free ball. And an attack out of the middle for the kill is Corey Muha. Muha, 6'1 senior from Cincinnati, Ohio, gives Georgetown a 2-1 lead. Serving for Georgetown will be number 13 again, Allie Card. Card with service. Card served to the sideline. It's wide and out of bounds. Point Dort College, we're tied 2-2 on the service error. A service error by Card. Dort College ties it up 2-2. Set number one of this best of five match. Granstra serve, controlled by Georgetown. They'll set to the middle. Muha. Muha blocked at the net. And Dort College puts the block up that time with Keel and Horstman. Corey Muha blocked at the net. Dort College gets the point. They lead 3-2. 3-2 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Granstra. Granstra the floater. Taken by Georgetown. Throw it outside down the line. And a kill for Georgetown from the outside. Lauren Schneidmiller. Schneidmiller ties it up 3-3. 3-3 our score. Set number one. Serving for Georgetown is Sarah Bell. Bell with 45 ace serves so far this season. We'll see if Dort College is able to contain her from the service line. And the jump serve of the right hand goes cross court. Taken by Granstra. Gets it over to Gasing. Throws it outside Horstman. Horstman down the line. Dug by Georgetown. Georgetown will attack. And tooling it off the block for the kill is Schneidmiller. Schneidmiller with her second kill. And Georgetown leads it 4-3. 4-3 our score. Sarah Bell with service. Bell's serve. Jump serve taken by Granstra. Gets it over to Gasing. Throws it outside to Keel. Keel tools it off of the block. Kept alive by Georgetown, and they're going to run out of room. A kill for Keel on the slide to the right. For Elizabeth Keel, the 6-foot junior from Orange City, she ties it up 4-4 with the kill. Serving Fort Ord College is Abby Paloma. Paloma with service, playing with a taped-up right hand. Jump serve controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attacking, unable to put it away. Dort College will load up. Set goes outside to Altena. Altena banks it off the block, but I believe we've got a double contact called on Jamie Gasing. We do, a ball handling error on Gasing, and Georgetown leads 5-4. 5-4 the score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Serving for the Tigers will be Lauren Schneidmiller. Schneidmiller with service. Controlled by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Keel. Keel blocked at the net. Kick save attempt by Jansen. Point Georgetown, and Georgetown with the lead at 6-4 after the block. 6-4 our score. Georgetown, first team with a multiple point lead. Goes over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss tips it down the sideline, controlled by Georgetown. Set to the right side off high hands. Saved by Jansen, pushed over the net by Gasing. Controlled by Georgetown again. Set goes outside and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Casey Massey. So Massey with an attack error. Tried to cut it down the line, attacking from the outside. And she hit it wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. Serving for the defenders is Scouten. Scouten serve catches the tape, rolls over. Georgetown is there to cover it. Comes over to Ricks. Ricks, cross court, kill from the right. 7-5. Georgetown in front. Ricks puts it away. 2.0 kills per set for Ricks. Serving for the Tigers, I believe this is Courtney Grafton. Tough to make out that jersey number across the way. Altena, tough set, unable to get a timing down on that one. Going to go into an attack error on Altena, but it'll be interesting to see. That might have been a set error as well. 8-5, our score, set number one. Georgetown with service. Taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side, Keel. Keel off of the block, kill. It appears that is the soft spot right now. Elizabeth Keel, a couple of slides to the right, and they haven't been going with her, and she's able to bang it through the block. I've got a little different vantage point than I'm accustomed to with volleyball. Rather than sitting courtside and sideline, I'm seated up in the balcony above the playing surface and on the baseline, or the end line, if you will. Through the block, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes outside Altena. Altena off of the block, saved by Georgetown. Tigers attack, throws it backside. Tip, pancake save, no, by Jansen. Carolyn Ricks with a kill as she tips it to the sideline, and Georgetown enjoys a 9-6 lead. 9-6 our score for the Tigers. Serving for the Tigers will be Lindsay Martindale. Martindale with service. And Martindale with a jump serve. Taken by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing throws it backside over to Granstra. Granstra, they slid with her. And putting the block up is Massey and Howe. 10-6. The block point for Georgetown. And they lead here in set number one. Serve a floater, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, throws it outside to Altena. Altena off high hands, controlled by the Tigers. Tigers will attack. Goes cross court, saved by Dort College. Drake kept it alive, got it over to Scouten. Georgetown will load up. Set goes to the right side, through the block for the kill is Jenny Howell. Howell with her first kill. Georgetown leads it 11-6. And the defenders might be thinking about a timeout, and they do. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College, trailing 11-6 here in set number one. Back with more after this. Tonight's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR, made possible by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore. Located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Georgetown with service. Gasing throws it outside Altena. Altena on the line for the kill. Altena records the kill. Emma Altena, one of three first-team all-conference selections for the defenders this season, getting that attack down from the outside. Summer Jansen with service, controlled by Georgetown. The attack from the outside, dig by Jansen. Got her arms on it. Gets it back over to Granstra. Blocked at the net. Gasink will keep it in play. Passed over the net by Drake. Controlled by Georgetown. They'll attack again. Set goes right side. And the late arriving block. Did it touch a player? Jenna Horstman said that she did not touch it. And Coach Chad Hansen asking for an explanation. And they say that Jenna Horstman touched it. Jenna Horstman looked over to the bench. Coach Chad Hansen asked her, did you touch it? And she said, no, she did not. Maddie Kunkel with service. So Georgetown leads at 12-7. Serve taken by Drake. Passes it over to Gasing. Throws it outside Horstman. Horstman banks it off of the block for the kill. Well, let's see if that ignites the Dort College defenders. Horstman with the kill. And for Jenna Horstman, the 6-1 senior from Pella, she puts a kill away. Dort College down 4, 12-8. Gasing with service. Need to put together a string of points now, at least back-to-back points. Saved by Drake. Gets it up. Well, too close to the net. And Granstra not in position to try and pick it out. Thought maybe she would go up and try to push it over. Instead, Ashley Howe was there for the joust, and she wins out. And Georgetown leads at 13-8. 13-8, our score. Serving for the Georgetown Tigers is Allie Card. Card with service taken by Granstra. Granstra unable to get a clean pass off of it, and an ace serve for Allie Card. So an ace for Card. Card with 19 aces entering play today. Serve is short, taken by Granstra. Gets it over to Gasing, back over to Moss. Moss with a kill out of the middle on the slide. Moss with a one-foot takeoff out of the middle, puts it away. Dort College trails 14-9, serving as Granstra. Said it before, Dort College needs to put together some points. You've got to at least get some back-to-back points in sequence. Blocked at the net. Moss puts the block up on the attack by Muha. Point Dort College. So Moss with a block. And the defenders back to within 4 at 14-10. Be nice to get back to within a couple. Serving is Granstra, controlled by Georgetown. Set right side. Power tip. Saved by Gasing. Kept it alive. Jansen sends it back over. Gasing has to tip it over. Controlled by Georgetown. Set right side. Slowed up at the net. Jansen kept it alive. Dort College. Now the down ball, controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attacking out of the middle. And a kill out of the middle for Corey Muha, her third unofficially. So Georgetown leading 15-10 here in set number one. So Muha records the kill. And Muha, pardon me, Sarah Bell with service now for the Tigers. Take it by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes outside to Horstman. Horstman changeup, controlled by Georgetown. And Dort College pancake save by Gasing, gets it back over to Horstman, changeup, and a kill for Dort College on the busted play. Well, they stuck with it after the miscommunication. Dort College a little jittery, it seems, here in set number one. Need to get rolling. This is Paloma with service. Paloma with a jump serve, floater to the back line, and an ace serve for Paloma. That one was coming head high, and Maddie Kunkel was unable to handle it. Paloma with the ace, the 5'5 sophomore from Rock Valley, her 17th ace of the season. This time it's a lollipop controlled by Georgetown, and attacking from the left side is Schneidmiller. Schneidmiller with her third unofficially, and Georgetown is back in front. 16-12 our score. Lauren Schneidmiller with service now for the Tigers, leading 16-12. Dort College has used one timeout already. Serving for the Tigers, Schneidmiller with 32 ace serves, and she gives Dort College a point with a service error. So Schneidmiller with the service error, Dort College down 16-13. They have back-to-back points on their last service sequence. Let's see if they can do that here. Jill Scouten with service. Scouten off the side of her hand. Saved by Georgetown. The Tigers attacking and unable to get the power tip down was Carolyn Ricks. Point Dort College. And the defenders back of the end two at 16-14. So an attack error by the Tigers. Scouten with service. Scout and serve, floater controlled by the Tigers, pushed over the net, and we've got a double contact called on Georgetown. And Nick Griffin wants a timeout to talk things over. Dort College back to within a point at 16-15. Set number one, back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball from the NAI National Championship pool play. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM from the NAI National Championship in Sioux City, Iowa. The Dort College defenders battling back to within a point of Georgetown, forcing Georgetown to exhaust a timeout. Both teams now have one timeout remaining as we get up on 9 o'clock. We can tell you that this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Jill Scouten, the junior from Sioux Center, to send it over. She's a 5'8 junior. She has 14 ace serves to her credit, not a high ace serve number. Be nice to get one ripped off here. Down the line, taken by Granstra, gets it over to Gason, comes back over to Keel. Keel with a power tip, saved by Georgetown. Tigers will attack with a down ball. Cross court taken by Altena. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it back over to Altena. Altena off high hands. Controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attack. Set right side and banging it off of the block. Getting the kill is Carolyn Ricks. Ricks with her third kill by my count. And Georgetown has taken a 17-15 lead. 17-15. Georgetown with serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, throws it outside to Altena. Altena quick arm through the block. Now an overpass, and Gasing tries to put it away. Saved by Georgetown, pushed over the net, saved by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Altena. Altena cross court, dug out by Georgetown. Tigers attack. Down the line, saved by Granstra, kept it alive. Jansen will bump it up over to the right side, pushed over the net by Gasing, controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attack down the line, and a kill for the Tigers. And number 14, Casey Massey. Massey with the kill. And the Tigers have an 18-15 lead. 18-15, our score serving is, I believe that's Carolyn Ricks. Not positive. Again, that libero jersey, awfully difficult for me to read. And Georgetown has extended their lead to four at 19-15. That is Courtney Grafton, the libero, with service. And the Dort College defenders need another timeout to talk things over. Back with more after this.
Dort College.
Well, Dort College in need of a comeback here. Trailing 19-15 in set number one. Serving will be Courtney Grafton. Grafton serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing throws it up over to Altena. Altena banged off the block. Dort College will reload. Miscommunication. Scouten will have to punch it over. Georgetown attacking through the block, saved by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Keel. Keel tips to the back line, saved by Georgetown. Tigers attack, power tip, saved by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Altena. Altena punches it over, saved by Georgetown. Tigers attacking from the outside, banging it off of the block, and just getting off the side of the block for the kill is Massey. Massey with another kill, and Massey has turned into a potent threat at the net here in the latter stages of set number one. Georgetown leads 20-15. Serve is long and out of bounds by Grafton. Point Dort College and the defenders, who had gotten to within one at 16-15, now trailed 20-16. So a service error by the defenders, by the Tigers, and now the defenders trail by four. Serve controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attack. Set goes to the outside, saved by Altena. Pushed over the net, though. Free ball for Georgetown. Tigers attack. Set goes to the right side and hitting it to the back line is Carolyn Ricks. Ricks with her fourth kill. And Georgetown leads at 21-16, and they are in the driver's seat here in set number one. So the Tigers have service. Leading by five. Serve controlled by Scouten. Gets it over to Jansen. Comes back outside Altena. Altena banks it off the block. Dort College has to reload. Now we have a player breaking the plane over the net, going after the ball. That was a Georgetown player. Dort College will get the point. 21-17, our score. Serving is Jansen down the line. Saved by Georgetown. Tigers attack. Set goes outside. And a kill for Casey Massey. Dort College fan wanted a double contact. No call coming. Massey with another kill. So Massey records the kill. Dort College is out of timeouts. Dort College trails 22-17. And now Vanessa Coima into the contest. Take it by Scouten, gets it over to Gacy, comes back over to Granstra, blocked at the net. They shadowed her. Gets it back over to Horstman. Horstman with an Allen ball controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attack, blocked at the net. Georgetown keeps it alive. Pushed over the net, taken by Granstra, gets it back over to Gasink. Gasink to Granstra. Granstra slide kill. Well, they're shadowing Granstra, and they're athletic enough to keep up with her, and we have not seen that much this season. For Brooke, I believe that's kill number two tonight. Controlled by Georgetown, and Georgetown with the attack from the right, that's Jenny Howell. Howell with her second kill. And Georgetown in the driver's seat, up 23-18 in set number one and zeroing in on a set one win. West Orr College can put together a comeback here. Allie Card with service. Card served to the sideline. Taken by Granstra. Gets it to Gasing. Back over to Granstra. Granstra cuts it. Cross court kill. So Granstra records a kill, her third. And Granstra will now serve with her team down by four, and you've got to string together three or four right now. Granstra serve controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attack. Set goes to the right side, and through the block for the kill is Jenny Howell. Now it gets tough. Dort College trails 24-19. The block late in arriving for the defenders. Serving for Georgetown will be Sarah Bell. So Bell serving for the set. With her team up 24-19. Bell served to the sideline is an ace serve, and the Georgetown Tigers take set number one, 25-19. 25-19, our final in set number one. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR.
The teacher education program is...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Set number one went to Georgetown, 25-19. Dort College, 143 kill efficiency. Georgetown, a 316 kill efficiency. If you're a Dort College fan, that 316 kill efficiency for Georgetown, way too high. Jenna Horstman, two kills for the defenders, two for Emma Altena, two for Elizabeth Keel. Brooke Granstra with a couple as well. For Georgetown, Carolyn Ricks had four. Laura Schneidmiller had four. Jenny Howell had five. Casey Massey had three. Carolyn Ricks with four. So trying to catch up. We've gone paperless at the NAI National Tournament, so I've got to try and piece this together. I like my unofficial stats to be as close as possible to the official stats. Some nights I'm closer than others. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Serve taken by Georgetown, controlled by the defenders. Comes back over to Moss, blocked at the net, and Georgetown living up to their billing as a very good blocking team at the net. And putting up the block that time was Ashley Howe. And Dort College trails Georgetown 1-0. 1-0 our score. Well, the scouting report comes back over to Granstra. Granstra unable to put it away. Tell you more about that in just a moment. And hitting to the back line, hitting it long and out of bounds is Georgetown on the attack. We're tied at 1-1. I had the opportunity to come down earlier this afternoon. I saw the back half of match number two of the day and then all of match three with teams involved. Visited with some people about this Georgetown team Dort College was going to face, and they said very scrappy, very good defensively, both off the net and at the net, and we have seen that here this evening with Georgetown getting another block that time from Jenny Howell and Ashley Howe, and Georgetown leads it 2-1. Both of their points here in set number two coming on blocks. Serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Keel. Keel with a tip and the kill. Keel just got a fingertip on it, redirected it just enough to keep it in play on the sideline and send it over the net. And the Dort College defenders have tied it up at 2-2. Serving is Paloma. Paloma, low hard serve taken by Georgetown. Set backside through the block. Dort College helped over by Moss off the deflection. Pass back over. Saved by Granstra. Got it over to Gason. Gason comes back over to Altina. Altina banks it into the block. Point, Georgetown. Not sure if that ever made it over the net or if it was a block. I'll call it a block for the time being. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Serve catches the tape, rolls over, saved by Dort College. Here comes Georgetown on the attack off high hands, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss, Moss for the kill. Haley Moss for the kill. Haley with her first kill of the day, and we're tied up at 3-3. 3-3 our score. Serving for Dort College is Jill Scouten. Scouten serve, controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attack. Set right side, down the line, and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Jenny Howell, Point Dort College, and the defenders lead 4-3. 4-3 our score. 4-3 the score. Scouten with service, taken by Georgetown. Tigers attacking, pushed over the net. Saved by Altina, kept it alive. Scouten sends it back to the middle of the floor. Down ball by Granstra, controlled by Georgetown. Set comes outside off high hands and a kill out of the outside by Georgetown's Lauren Schneidmiller. Schneidmiller now with five, and we're tied 4-4. So Schneidmiller with the kill. So Schneidmiller with the kill. And the serve is wide and out of bounds on the serve down the line by Maddie Kunkel, Point Dort College. So another service error point by the defenders. And Dort College now set to serve. This will be Koima. So Vanessa Koima getting some time. Serving for the defenders. I believe she is in the spot normally occupied by Aubrey Drake. Dort College allows the point by Georgetown. It's 5-5. 5-5 our score, serving as Schneidmiller for Georgetown. Georgetown serve, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Granstra. Granstra with the kill. Relatively quick attack. Granstra, 1 foot takeoff from just one step, basically, and puts it away. Dort College leads 6-5. Feels to me like you've got to win set number two here. Cannot afford to drop first two sets in this match. And banging it off the block for the kill is Carolyn Ricks. Ricks with her fifth kill. And we're tied up 6-6. 6-6 our score. 6-6 our score. Serve controlled by Koima. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing blocked at the net. Dort College trying to scramble to it. And Dort College is out of system more often than not this evening. And that has resulted in that kill efficiency being about half of what it normally is, right around the 240 mark usually. Tonight it's about 120. Comes back over to Horstman. Horstman cranks it through the block for the kill, her third. So Horstman records the kill. Dort College leads 7-6. 7-6 our score, Gasing with service. Gasing serve, down the line, controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attack, set goes outside, power tip, controlled by Gasing, gets it over to Granstra, sets it to Horstman. Horstman down the line, now an overpass. Horstman gets it back over to Gasing. Gasing, miscommunication between Gasing and Granstra, and we're tied up 7-7. Nobody was home on the backside as that serve went too high for Granstra to go after. I believe that's going to be a set error on Gasing. We're tied up 7-7. We've been tied at every juncture thus far. Seven ties through 7-7. Serving for the Tigers will be number 12, Lindsay Martindale. Martindale serve to the sideline is wide and out of bounds. Point Dort College. So Martindale with a service error. And Dort College leads, ties it up 8-8. So 8-8, beg your pardon. Georgetown had led 8-7. And now Dort College returns the service error with a service error of their own. And Georgetown is back in front 9-8 on the Granstra service error. Well, Tom Vandenbosch, the former Dort College volleyball coach, told me at the national tournament, the momentum swings are bigger and longer. And we have seen some of that already here this evening. The points just keep racking up. An ace serve for Maddie Kunkel. Kunkel with her first ace serve, and Georgetown leads now 10-8. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side, Keel. Keel through the block, saved by Georgetown. Tigers attack. Set goes outside, putting the block up as Moss. Moss with a block. And the defenders back to within a point at 10-9. 10-9, our score serving is serving for the defenders is Paloma. Paloma with service. And Paloma's floater controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attack well off of the net. Somehow keeping it in play with Schneidmiller. Now Dort College sends it over. Georgetown attacking. Back over to Howell. Howell unable to put it away. Here comes Dort College. Granster with a bump set over to Altano. Altano with a roll shot. Saved by Georgetown. Tigers attack through the block. And a kill for Jenny Howell as she snuck it down the line for the kill. Howell with the kill. Dort College trailing 11-9. 11-9 our score. Serving as alley card for Georgetown. Taken by Granstra, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss for the kill. So Moss makes it 11-10, Dort College back to within a point. The points coming grudgingly here in set number two. Our match, just over a half hour old. We have not had many extended rallies in this one either. And now we have a pause in the action. And it appears that they are conferring at the scores table with what the correct score should be, or a rotation question. And the Dort College defenders set to serve. I believe this will be Skouten. Dort College trailing 11-10. And Jill Skouten sends it over to the back corner. Nearly an ace. Georgetown will scramble to it. Bumped up towards the net. Off high hand. Saved by Granstra. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back outside. Altano. Altano with the swing. Controlled by Georgetown. Georgetown attacking Howell. Howell with the kill. Howell with the kill. And she makes it 12-10. 12-10 our score. Serving for the Tigers will be Sarah Bell. So Sarah Bell with service. Bell's serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Granstra. Granstra too long with the roll shot. And the defenders trail 13-10. 13-10, our score. Dort College needs a point here, otherwise I sense a timeout coming. Sarah Bell with service for the Tigers. Bell will send it into the net, point Dort College, so the defenders don't have to expend a timeout. Service error by Bell, and the defenders trail by two. Serving for the defenders will be Vanessa Coima. Well, Aubrey Drake did not notice it earlier, but a heavily bandaged thigh looks like might be a hamstring issue. So she is not playing her regular spot now after giving it a go. Comes over to Gasing. Gasing blocked at the net. Now Granstra on the busted play pushes it over. Here comes Georgetown on the attack down the line, and for the kill is Lauren Schneidmiller. Schneidmiller with six. Dort College trailing 14-11. Set number two. Dort College drops set one, 25-19. So a must-win situation here for Dort College. It's not an elimination contest, but certainly feels very important. Service is long, and the Georgetown Tigers give Dort College a point back. Jansen serve, controlled by Georgetown through the block. And the Tigers have been quicker at the net than the defenders thus far. Carolyn Ricks with her sixth kill. And the Dort College defenders trail it 15-12. 15-12 the score. Serving for the Tigers will be their libero, Courtney Grafton. Grafton, a 5'7 junior from Cincinnati, Ohio. Taken by Dort College. Jansen to Horstman. Horstman with a tip over the block, saved by Georgetown. And hitting it into the net is Casey Massey, point defenders. So Massey with an attack error. York College trailing 15-13. Serving for the defenders will be Gasing. Jamie Gasing with serve, floater, controlled by Georgetown. No, they push it over. Granstra to Moss. Moss for the kill. Haley Moss with another kill, and for Haley, that is her third. And the defenders back to within a point at 15-14. Timeout on the floor, charge to Georgetown. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on 1st Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Jamie Gasing with service. Dort College trailing by a point. Gasing floater taken by Georgetown. Tigers attack. This is Howell. Howell unable to put it away. Gasing back over to Granstra. Granstra falling away from the net. Sends it over. Georgetown attacking down the line. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes outside Horstman. Horstman blocked at the net point. Georgetown. Ricks with a kill. Ricks with a block. Dort College trailing 16-14. Dort College trailing 16-14. We'll get it straight yet. Georgetown with service. This is Lindsay Martindale. Martindale serves it up, sends it over, taken by Granstra, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back to Granstra, blocked at the net. And right there to block it was Ashley Howe. Howe with another block. Point Georgetown. Georgetown leads it 17-14. Dort College in danger of having to use another timeout, trailing 17-14. Serve taken by Granstra, gets it to Gasing. Outside it comes Horstman. Horstman through the block, saved by Georgetown. Tigers attacking, pushed over the net, saved by Horstman. Gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss blocked at the net. Now Granstra, Granstra through the block, and Granstra for the kill. Granstra unofficially with four kills, and the Dort College defenders trail 17-15. Trying to scrap and stay in it. It's been an uphill battle throughout. Granstra served down the line, taken by Georgetown, keeping it in play. And a block put up that time on the attack by Massey. Point defenders, and the defenders back to within one at 17-16. Dort College has not led since the early going in set number two. They lost set one, 25-19. They trail set number two, 17-16. Serve controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attack, unable to put it away. Jansen with a one-arm stab. Gets it back over to Horstman. Horstman tries to go down the line and just cut it a little bit too narrowly down the line. Point Georgetown, and the Tigers lead 18-16 after the attack error by Horstman. Horstman, a little too much English on that one. Serving for the Tigers will be Maddie Kunkel. Kunkel serve, taken by Horstman, gets it over to Gasing, bump set outside Horstman. Horstman kill. Jenna Horstman with her fourth kill unofficially, and Dort College is back to within a point at 18-17. 18-17, our score. Dort College down a point, trying to rally. Paloma with service. Abby Paloma jump serve taken by Georgetown. That might be an ace. It is an ace. 18-18. Dort College has battled back to tie it. Abby Paloma with her second ace serve of the night. And now Dort College serving for their first lead in a long time, it feels. Paloma with service taken by Georgetown. The libero, Grafton, got to it. Georgetown attacking through the block and a kill. Getting the kill when they need it was Jenny Howell. Howell with her seventh kill. And Georgetown leads it 19-18. Serving for the Tigers will be Allie Card. Well, Dort College will need to rally again. You can't allow back-to-back points at this juncture. Trailing 19-18. Card with service. And again, we have a question at the scorer's table. It looks like we are set for volleyball now. Serve is taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss cuts it wide, not out of bounds, no touch at the net, point Georgetown. So an attack error by the defenders. Now you have to bring it this point, otherwise you're down three with four to go for Georgetown. Allie Card with service again. Taken by Jansen, gets it to Gasing, shoots it out wide, Altina. Altina blocked at the net. She was shadowed by Howell. Howell with the block. Point Georgetown. Georgetown leads at 21-18. Dort College needs a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Dort College must regroup. They trail 21-18, set number two. They had battled back to tie it at 18-18. Georgetown followed with a kill from Howell, then an attack error by the defenders, and then a block by the Tigers. And the Tigers now in position to take a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five match. Serving for the Tigers will be Allie Card, taken by Moss. Comes back over to Keel. Keel taps it over, controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attack. Hitting it over the block was Howell. Dort College attacking. Here's Moss. Moss unable to put it away. Georgetown back to Howell. Howell unable to put it down. Dort College scrambling. Keel gets it back over to Altena. Altena unable to put it away. Georgetown back to Howell. Howell again unable to put it down. Dort College gets a block put up. And now hitting down the line for the kill is Lauren Schneidmiller, and Georgetown has the momentum squarely behind them. 22-18 our score. Serving for the Tigers will be Allie Card. So Card with service. And Card's serve is a floater taken by Moss. It comes outside to Altena. Altena over the kill. Altena on the open net, and she has not had many chances this evening. Georgetown has shadowed her tightly. Scouten has service. And Scouten serve, taken by Georgetown. Tigers attack, set goes to the middle, and Dort College gets a hand on it. Scouten keeps it in play, pushed over the net by Gasing, controlled by Georgetown and Howell. Howell unable to put it away. Dort College now, Gasing tries to tip it over. There was no touch at the net point, Georgetown. So an attack error by Gasing as he tried to flip it over her head. And now the Tigers have service. This is Sarah Bell. So Bell with service. And Bell serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes outside to Altena. Altena over the swing. Georgetown keeping it in play momentarily. No. Point defenders. Dort College trails 23-20 with Altena getting the kill. For Emma Altena, that is her third kill this evening. Serving is Koima again for the defenders. Koima's serve controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attack. Set goes to the outside. Saved by Jansen. Kept alive by Scouten. Back over to Altena. Altena down the line. Saved in play by Georgetown. Tigers attacking. This is Ricks. Ricks with a kill. So Ricks records the kill. And Georgetown now in position to take a 2-0 lead in this best of five match. Lauren Schneidmiller with service. So Schneidmiller with service. Her serve taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Granstra. Granstra tips it over the block. Georgetown kept it in play. Saved by the defenders. Comes back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Granstra records the kill, and for Brooke, that's her fifth unofficially. 24-21, Dort College trailing. Serving for the defenders will be Jansen. Jansen serve, a floater, and an ace serve for Jansen. So an ace for Summer Jansen. Her first this evening. Dort College back to within two at 24-22. Jansen serve again, controlled by Georgetown. And hitting it from well beyond the 10-foot line is Casey Massey, and Massey hits it long and out of bounds. So the attack error by Massey. And the Dort College defenders trail 24-23, and they'll be serving when we resume play after the Georgetown timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College has battled from behind most of this match, and they still trail 24-23. Summer Jansen has service. And serving for the defenders, Jansen. Jansen floats it over, taken by the Tigers. They have to scramble for it. And with the swing, dig by Scouten overhand, gets it back over to Horstman. Horstman into the block, down on Dort College's side of the net, point Georgetown. And the Tigers win set 2-25-23. So the Dort College defenders in a 2-0 hole against the Georgetown Tigers. They'll need to regroup. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, while a tall task ahead for the Dort College Defender volleyball team, trailing 2-0 to the Georgetown Tigers. Reminder that coming up after the Thursday evening match against Olivet Nazarene, the Alumni Association will be hosting a lasagna meal at the Sunnybrook Community Church following the Dort versus Olivet Nazarene match Thursday. And I'd like to thank these kind sponsors for making that evening possible. The Van England Hovind Insurance Agency, Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, People's Bank of Sioux Center, American State Bank Sioux Center, Steve Brower Trucking of Orange City, Northwest Bank Sioux Center, and Holiday Inn Express, also of Sioux Center. Thank you to those sponsors for making that lasagna meal possible following the Olivet Nazarene match between Dort with Dort College on Thursday night. Dort College having a fight from behind. Here we go. Serve controlled by the defenders. They get it up to the net, and the Dort College defenders finish it off with a kill, I believe, by Jenna Horstman. Well, you can't win set four if you don't win set three. So Dort College trailing 2-0. Profundity, I know. And a kill from the outside, and getting the kill down is Lauren Schneidmiller. Schneidmiller now with 8 kills. She and Howell have done the bulk of the damage for the Georgetown Tigers, and we're tied at 1-1. 1-1 our score. Serving for the defenders, Granster gets it over to Gasing. Gasing sets outside to Horstman. Horstman with a swing, controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attack. Jansen gets it over to Gasing, but we have a player in the net on the Dort College side. A point for Georgetown, and Georgetown back in front 2-1. Georgetown has been able to play comfortably in front most of this match. Allie Card with service for the Tigers. Serve taken by Granster. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing with a bump set over to Horstman. Blocked at the net. Dort College unable to put it away. Set comes outside. Moss. Moss with a swing. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss with her fourth kill. And the Dort College defenders tied up at 2-2. 2-2 the score. And the Georgetown Tigers with the swing from the right side. A kill for Corey Muha. Muha with the kill as she slid to the right. Georgetown's quickness. I expected scrappiness defensively, but they have been quick at the net, and they've been able to shadow the Dort College attackers. Dort College, an 0.53 kill efficiency in set number one. Georgetown, a 2.03 kill efficiency through set number two. I think I said set number one on the defender's side. A swing. And Georgetown able to cover after the initial contact. Now Elizabeth Keel with a kill. I should say Elizabeth Keel with the block. And we're tied up 3-3. 3-3 our score. Dort College led so far by Brooke Granster with 5 kills. 4 each for Haley Moss, Jenna Horstman, and Emma Altena. Just haven't been able to get enough kills this evening. An ace serve for Paloma. Abby Paloma with her third ace serve. She had 16 entering play, and the Dort College defenders lead 4-3. It would be so nice to see what Dort College could do here playing from in front for a little stretch. Georgetown trying to answer. Keel throws a backside over to Altena. Altena off high hands kill. Emma Altena with her fourth kill, and the defenders lead it 5-3. So Altena records a kill, and the Dort College defenders trying to battle back for set number four. Paloma with service, and that one floats over and too long. Point, Georgetown. So a service error by Paloma, and the defenders trail it 5-4. Serving for the Tigers will be Schneidmiller. Schneidmiller with her team down 5-4. Jump serve on the way by Schneidmiller, taken by Jansen, and Gasink has to race after it. Tough angle for Altena. Altena runs out of room, and I'm going to score that as an ace for Schneidmiller. Dort College did not get a clean pass off of it. Serving for the Tigers will be Schneidmiller with service. York College attacking, pushed over the net by Keel, controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attack, and tooling it off the block for the kill is Carolyn Ricks. Ricks with seven kills, and just like that, Georgetown has retaken the lead at 6-5 after York College had led 5-3. So Ricks records the kill. Schneidmiller with service. Schneidmiller served, taken by Jansen. Covered by Moss, gets it back over to Altena. Altena has to roll it over, and Altena gets the kill. 6-6 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Skelton. So Jill Skelton serves, controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attack. Set goes to the middle, and hitting it long and out of bounds is Carolyn Ricks, Point North College. So an attack error by Ricks. North College trailing seven, are leading now 7-6. Serving is Skelton. Skelton, low hard serve, controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attacking off of the block, and a kill for the Tigers. And number 14, Casey Massey. Massey with her fourth kill. We're tied 7-7. 7-7 a score. Serving will be Courtney Grafton for Georgetown. Grafton with service, taken by Skelton, gets it over to Gasink. Gasink outside, it comes Altena. Altena cross court kill. Well, Altena a little more effective here in set number three, her fifth kill. And the defenders trail it 8-7. I should say lead it now 8-7, beg your pardon. Koima has service. And Koima serve controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attack, slide to the right over the top of the walk and hitting it long and out of bounds. No touch at the net, Point North College. Attacking that time with the slide was Ashley Howe, and Howe hit it wide and out of bounds. So an attack error by Howe. Low hard serve controlled by the Tigers. Tigers attack, dug by Jansen, gets it over to Gasink. Gasink with a tip, and Gasink with a kill. Gasink records the kill. Dort College in front 10-7. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Georgetown. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Vanessa Koima with service. And Vanessa serve controlled by the Tigers, and a block put up by Altena and Granstrom. The North College defenders showing some signs of life. 11-7 our score. North College up by four. The defenders trailing 2-0. Floater controlled by the Tigers. Tigers attack, and we had a block at the net. And a kill for the Tigers out of the middle. That was Ashley Howe. Howe with her first kill. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. York College trailing 11-8. So Howe with the kill. Georgetown with service, taken by Koima, gets it over to Gasink, comes outside to Jansen. Jansen with a floater, saved by Georgetown. Georgetown down the line and getting the kill is Howell. Jenny Howell with her ninth kill. And the York College defenders lead 11-9. Saved by Skelton. Overpass, though, and Georgetown puts it away. Ashley Howe with the kill. And the North College defenders had the momentum, and now Georgetown has taken it back, and North College needs a timeout. North College leading 11-10. Timeout, North College. Back with more
Dort
after
College's
this.
North College's business.
11-10, our score. North College leading by one in set number three. They need a win here in set number three to extend to set number four, trailing 2-0. Block at the net, saved by the defenders. Now it gets over to Gasink, comes outside Altena. Altena down the line, kill. You got to keep going to her. Altena has the hot hand right now. I believe she's got three or four kills already here in set number three. Serving for the defenders will be Jansen. Now, Jansen got on a little bit of a roll at the end of set number two serving. See if that can continue here. Nearly an ace. Over the net, taken by Koima. Passed over the net, controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attacking cross court, and a kill for Georgetown and Jenny Howell. Howell somehow able to work the angle. Didn't think she had much to work with there, but she was able to take enough off of it and kept it inside the 10-foot line. Didn't put a lot of mustard on it, but she was able to keep it in play. Skelton gets it over to Gasing. Dort College leading by a point. Back over to Horstman. Horstman with a swing. Horstman with another swing, and Horstman with a kill. Jenna Horstman with her fifth kill. Dort College leads 13-11. So Horstman records a kill. Horstman, the senior, averaging 1.84 kills per set. Serving is Gasing. Gasing serve controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attacking. Block put up by Moss. Here comes Georgetown again. Howell over the top of the block. Kill. Jenny Howell with 11 kills. And the defenders lead 13-12, but Georgetown hanging around. Allie Card with service. Card with serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes back right side, Moss. Moss through the block, saved by Georgetown, and Kunkel, saved now by Gasing overhand, comes back over to Horstman. Horstman hits it wide and out of bounds. There was no touch at the net. Point Georgetown, and we're tied 13-13. So an attack error by the defenders. Georgetown now in possession to take the lead. 13-13 our score. Serve taken by Granstra, gets it over to Gasing, back to Granstra. Granstra off high hands, saved by Dort College. Comes back over to Horstman. Horstman has to wrap it around the block, saved by Georgetown. Howell through the block for the kill. Jenny Howell with her 12th kill. Georgetown leads it 14-12. 14-12 our score. Beg your pardon, 14-13 our score in Dort College. Calls a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Haley Moss records the block as we return to play, and we're tied 14-14. Nearly an ace by Granstra. Georgetown gets to it, though. Dort College now puts a block up, and on the changeup, Corey Muha gets the kill. Muha with the kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 15-14. Georgetown with service. Dort College, Keel, blocked at the net. Point Georgetown. And the Tigers have 2 points for breathing room. So Keel got blocked. It's 16-14. Dort College down two. Gasing outside, it goes Horstman. Horstman blocked at the net. Saved by Horstman now after she got blocked. Granstra will send it over the net. Point Georgetown, and the Tigers establishing control. Georgetown with service, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss unable to put it away, hits it off the tape, and it falls off to the side. And the Dort College defenders trail it 18-14. Got to get back and got to compete. Let's see if Dort College can rally here. Down by four, serving is Sarah Bell. Bell with service, taken by Jansen, controlled by Gasing, back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill from behind the spike line. She's got six. That'll stop the bleeding for the time being. But a four-point run by Georgetown might have given them enough breathing room. Dort College has to string some points together. Paloma doing the honors. Paloma serve controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attack. Set goes outside, and banging it off the block for the kill is Schneidmiller. Schneidmiller now with nine. So Schneidmiller with nine. And the Dort College defenders trail 19-15. Georgetown will be playing Olivet Nazarene tomorrow evening. Dort College will face Viterbo tomorrow night. Taken by Granstra, gets it over to Gasing, comes outside Altena. Altena down the line, kill. Altena records the kill, and for Emma Altena, that's her seventh. Dort College trailing 19-16. Skelton has service. Skelton serve, a floater controlled by Georgetown. Tigers attack, and getting the kill out of the middle is Corey Muha. Muha with a kill. And Georgetown squarely in the driver's seat. Dort College trying to find a way to dislodge them. Serving is Courtney Grafton. Grafton's serve is long and off of the landline, out of bounds, point Dort College. So a service error, and Dort College still with some life in them. Serving is Vanessa Coima. Coima's serve, floater to the back line, saved by Georgetown. Pushed over the net, saved by Coima. Gets it over to Gasink, comes back. Dort College scrambling, keeping it alive, and Coima unable to keep it in play. And Georgetown continuing to fight off the defenders. Dort College unable to rally. Trailing by four with 4 points to go for the Tigers. Georgetown one set 125-19, one set 225-23. Scouten to Gasink, Gasink to Granstra. Granstra blocked at the net partially. Set goes outside to Alton. Alton over the tip, controlled by Georgetown. They scramble to it. Down ball. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasink. Gasink back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Brooke with her seventh kill. So Granstra records the kill. Horstman checks in. And serving will be Jansen. Jansen, low hard serve, nearly an ace. Georgetown gets to it. And hitting into the net is Casey Massey. Point defenders. Dort College trails 21-19. So Massey with an attack error. Serving is Jansen. Low hard serve controlled by Georgetown. They scramble, pass it over the net, free ball. Coima to Scouten, Scouten over to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Dort College back to within one at 21-20. So Horstman with a kill. For Jenna Horstman, that's her sixth unofficially, and we have a timeout on the floor charged to Georgetown. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR.
At Dort College.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing two sets to nothing, trailing in set three, 21-20. Summer Jansen with service. Dort College trying to rally. Jansen serve, taken by Georgetown. They scramble to it. Over the set, over the block, controlled by the defenders. Scouten has to send it up towards the net, and going over to knock it down is Jenny Howell. Howell with her 13th kill. 22-20, Dort College out of system. It all starts with being out of system. Serving for the Tigers will be Maddie Kunkel. Kunkel, serve, taken by Coima, gets it over to Gasink, slide over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Brooke makes it a one-point set again. 22-21 our score, Dort College. Down by a point, serving for the defenders will be Gasink. Three attackers in the front row for the defenders right now. Georgetown will attack. That's Howell. Howell blocked at the net. And now a tie game. 22-22 our score, Dort College rallying. We're tied at 22, our first tie since it was 14-14. Tie number eight of set number three. Georgetown setting the offense. Set goes over to Howell. Howell blocked at the net. And Dort College unable to get the point as pushing it down on the second contact was Ashley Howe. Howe with the kill. There's Howe and there's Howell. Seems like it's not one player, that's two. So Howe with that kill. Serve taken by the defenders. Jansen over to Gasink. Gasink back over to Granstra, and Granstra hits it long and out of bounds. No touch at the net. Point Georgetown. And Georgetown now in position to win the set and the match, leading 24-22. 24-22, our score. Serving is Card. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasink. Comes back over to Granstra. Granstra unable to put it down. Yes, she does. They say the ball hit the floor. Granstra with another kill, and the Dort College defenders trail 24-23. Granstra has service, trying to tie it up at 24-all. Served by Granstra. Could be an ace, no. Georgetown scrambles to it. They'll free ball it over. Take it by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink, comes outside to Horstman. Horstman off high hand, saved by Georgetown, kept it alive. Now punched into the block. Georgetown scrambles. They get it over the block, taken by Gaysink. Comes back over to Moss. Moss, no room to work with it. Hits it into the antenna, point Georgetown. And Georgetown with a 25-23 win in set number three. And Georgetown wins the match, 25-19, 25-23. And 25-23. The Dort College defenders 0-1 in pool play. Georgetown 1-0. Dort College playing a pivotal pool play match tomorrow evening. It'll be a 5:45 start time as they take on the Viterbo VHawks. Dort College in a must-win situation tomorrow evening as they take on the VHawks if they have any thoughts of moving beyond pool play. So a disappointing 3-0 loss for the defenders tonight. 25-19, 25-23, and 25-23. Back with a look at the statistics from tonight's volleyball match right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Tough night for the Dort College Defender Volleyball team as they drop a 25-19, 25-23, 25-23 decision to the Georgetown Tigers in pool play. Day number one at the NAI National Championship. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association, Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Just never felt like Dort College was in sync tonight. And the Georgetown Tigers took advantage of that. And Georgetown obviously had something to do with that as well, as they take wins of 25-19, 25-23, and 25-23. For the match, Dort College hit for a 108 kill efficiency. That's well below their season average of 245. Georgetown, by comparison, a 212 kill efficiency. They came down to earth after scorching earlier. Dort College, 32 kills, 20 errors, 111 total attacks. For the Tigers, 43-19 and 113. Service aces. Georgetown had four. Dort College had four. Dort College only had three service errors. Georgetown had eight. Georgetown did score a total of 10 points on blocks. Dort College recorded 9 points on blocks. Difference tonight, I believe, can simply be reduced down to Dort College's play at the net, not getting enough kills at the net. Dort College was led tonight by Emma Altena and Brooke Granster with 9 kills apiece. 6 kills for Jenna Horstman, 5 for Haley Moss, and 2 by Elizabeth Keel. For the Georgetown Tigers, Jenny Howell had 13 kills to lead them. Carolyn Ricks had 7. Corey Muha had 7. Lauren Schneidmiller had 9. Casey Massey had 4. And Ashley Howe had 3. 13 assists for Sarah Bell. 18 assists for Lindsay Martindale for the Tigers. For the defenders, 26 assists for Jamie Gaysink. Gaysink also had 10 digs. Summer Jansen had 13. For the Tigers, 10 digs each for Lauren Schneidmiller and Courtney Grafton, and 8 digs for Lindsay Martindale. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. Pool play has not quite concluded. Midland and Southern Oregon still on the floor here on day number one. Midland leads that match 2-1. They're in set number four. Midland leads Southern Oregon 6-5 in set number four. We had a few threes beat number twos in their respective pools. Mid-American Nazarene defeated Eastern Oregon 3-0. College of Idaho beat Rocky Mountain 3-0. And Evangel beat Park 3-0. Those were the upsets today in pool play. And now for the Dort College Defenders, they need an upset if they want to advance out of pool play, and that is a match tomorrow evening with the Viterbo V-Hawks after Dort College drops a 3-0 decision to the Georgetown Tigers. And Coach Chad Hansen has taken a seat beside me as the Dort College Defenders. That's not an accurate stat sheet, Coach. I don't have a final stat sheet in front of me. I do know that your team hit about 108 for the match, and it just seemed like you weren't able to get into system as much as you are accustomed to, and just an uphill climb all night, it seemed, tonight.
It was, Mike. It was a, you know, I actually would counter your statement as far as us being in system. I did feel like we were service-y passing decent and enough to score points. I think in the second set we were tracking that we had 9 or 10 attack errors just in that second set alone. And you know, for our attackers, which are big and you know, swinging a high contact, we know we needed to produce more from that standpoint alone. We gave their block quite a bit to work with by hitting balls right into their arms, and they were the benefactors of some successful blocks for us. So you know, many different aspects of the match here. Full credit to Georgetown. They just played great volleyball tonight, but we really missed an opportunity in this opening match to play great. You know, however the match played out, we missed an opportunity to play great volleyball.
What do you have to do moving forward then tomorrow night, Viterbo, in preparation for Viterbo to rectify that?
We need to come out strong from the service line. It took us a while to put a great aggressive ball in system. When we were, I loved what they were having to do, you know, going to a second tempo kind of option. For us against Viterbo, we need to clean the slate from what we experienced tonight, and we need to learn from what we've experienced tonight and be fresh-minded to play a brand new set of volleyball, our style of volleyball, our consistent tempo of volleyball. That's what we need to do in preparation for the Viterbo match tomorrow.
Personnel-wise tonight, Aubrey Drake gave it a try, if I remember correctly, and then I saw she had the heavy bandage on the thigh. You end up having Vanessa Coyma have to step in, and that's a big spot for a sophomore who hasn't seen a lot of action to step in, and I didn't think she did too badly in a pressure-packed situation.
Right, we were impressed with Vanessa coming in. We certainly wanted to check in with Aubrey through the match and see how she was doing. Really pleased with how Vanessa came in. She put some great serves in and jammed their system several times. Was controlling the ball pretty well in the serve receive. And she may get an opportunity tomorrow. We'll take it day to day with how Aubrey's doing. Aubrey's a consistent performer for us, and so we want to get her some good rest and preparation for tomorrow's match. But we were pleased with what Vanessa did to come in that unique situation.
Defensively at the net, we knew Georgetown would be good. I guess I didn't anticipate them possibly being that good. End up with 2 solo blocks, 14 assisted blocks. They were able to track with your attackers most of the night.
They were, and a function of our hitters needing to hit smarter sooner, still swing with a fast arm and a high contact, but realize the ball that we hit just barely crossing the net like we do in warm-ups, that's not going to score against any team that's here at this national tournament. And our hitters just kept giving their blockers opportunities, something we talked about through the match, but we needed to perform better on that attacking side, and that's a growing point for us, takeaway from tonight that we need to prepare for tomorrow.
What happens now at the national tournament tomorrow? I've had several people ask me, do you have an opportunity to walk through some things? Do you have to find space? What happens tomorrow morning when you aren't playing volleyball?
Good question. We do not have opportunity. They keep the courts locked down. For us, we will watch some film. We'll talk through some things. at this point in the season, I really believe it's not about on-court reps as much as it is the mental preparation of being confident and just executing out on the court the things that they've been doing day after day, ball after ball, practice, gym, and matches.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by. We'll see you down here tomorrow after the Viterbo match tomorrow evening.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Once again, our final set scores. Georgetown defeats Dort College 25-19, 25-23, and 25-23. We'll be back on the air tomorrow evening at around 5:35 as Dort College Volleyball takes on Viterbo. And we'll join the basketball contest with Dakota Wesleyan in progress after that volleyball match is concluded tomorrow evening. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.